Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
This week on Atlantic Access, the podcast, music and conversation with Frantically Atlantic. Made up of Michelle Daigle and Don Ridgely, the duo is as authentic an East Coast style of entertainment you're likely to find anywhere, blending both Celtic and Acadian roots music, traditional and original, and as you're going to hear, take very seriously the mission of preserving some of the musical treasures. To get us started, the title song from their most recent album released not long ago, this is Magic in the Woods on Atlantic Access.
I'll be true to my love. walking the shore. Bow and balance me. While these two sisters were walking the shore, the oldest one pushed the youngest oar. Sometimes she sank and sometimes she swam. Bow and balance me. Sometimes she sank and sometimes she swam, until she came to the old mill dam.
Frantically Atlantic on Atlantic Access, with the two sisters back-to-back with the title track called Maggie in the Woods. We happen to be chatting with Don and Michelle here right now. Hey, gang.
Hello, Terry.
Congratulations on this project. It's an album that has such a feel-good vibe to it. So what's the magic?
Well, I don't know, but it's their second album, and this time it was more like a live performance. It was more organic, in other words. We played a lot of the... we just often did it within two takes, and playing different instruments each time. So it's closer to what you would hear in a live performance from Frantically Atlantic.
So do you produce it yourself, or did you have someone else in the studio with you?
No, this time we went down to Shelburne, Nova Scotia, and we worked with Jay Pilzer and Rachel Yellen of Maritimes Music Label. It's a new label down there, and we're part of a roster of four or five artists who recorded this summer.
Michelle, you do double and in triple duty at times. You play, you're a multi-instrumentalist, of course, but you also provide vocals for the group.
Yes. I've been trying to get Don to sing with me, but that might happen on our next album.
Do you have any formal training at all?
No. My background is actually in visual art and theater, and I actually had several companies that I started in my early 20s, and I did dinner theater, and we're both writers as well as visual artists, and I moved from theater more into music into my mid to late 20s, and Don and I actually met in Montreal, and then Don moved to Fredericton, and that's when we really started playing together, like in 2006, 2007. And that's when I really decided to move my focus to theater and music.
Looking at your calendar, and you must be pleased at how busy you are, or perhaps you're too busy.
Oh, sometimes, yeah, it does get frightening, but this is what we asked for when we started working full time, so... No, we are very pleased, and it's a great life.
All of your music is so enlightening. You have a certain quality in how you play and the songs that you choose. It just kind of lifts people up. Do you find?
Well, we hope so. And we just continue to add new instruments to our repertoire. I never know when the FedEx truck shows up what might be in the package. So our next album will have some brand new instruments and some, hopefully, another interesting mix of tunes.
So musically, there's some traditional pieces on here, obviously, and there's a number of originals.
Yep, there's Father Dunphy's Picnic, which is a song from a short musical we wrote a couple of years ago about the Paris crew of St. John. And they were sports heroes back in the 1860s and 70s, and they were beating a rowing team, a four-man rowing team, and when rowing was a very big spectator sport in those days. And they were beating everybody on both sides of the Atlantic. And they were they're quite a story. They're almost forgotten now, but they were a big story at that time.
So we're going to play Father Dunphy's Picnic along with Finnegan's Wake, which is kind of interesting because I like to sometimes put song titles together that kind of make sense to me. So in my mind, I'm thinking Finnegan's Wake could very well result into Father Dunphy's Picnic. Back to back now on Atlantic Access.
It's a quiet Sunday morning. Boats whisper in the fog. A seagull walks down King Street. There's an old man with a dog. But cries and shouts of glory once rang through St. John Town. And for river rats from Carlton became heroes of renown. It was Father Dunphy's picnic. Entered in the race to see if our new foursome could set a fearsome pace. There were eight boats in contention. We were eager, we were strong. And when that day was over, we sang a victory song. Here's to the jolly Carlton crew, lords of river and lake. We leave our bold competitors a-gasping in our wake. Line up to the buoy, lad, blow kisses to your girl. We'll pull hard to the finish line, we'll conquer all the world. In the Maritimes, the Canadas, down in the Boston States, nary a crew could catch us. We were championed by the fates. We even beat old John Bull at the Grand Race or in France. St. John smiled and St. John sang and danced a St. John dance. Here's to the jolly Carlton crew, lords of river and lake. We leave our bold competitors gasping in our wake. Line up to the buoy, lad, blow kisses to your girl. We'll pull hard to the finish line, we'll conquer all the world. Let's carry her to the boathouse now and let her sleep at last. In the dark and in the silence, with the ghost of summer's past. Sing a song for Carlton Cove and for James A. Harding too. Say a prayer for Mrs. Renforth, drink a toast to the Paris crew. Tim Finnegan lived in Walkin' Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. Well, he had a tongue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim had soared the Tiplin way, with the love of the liquor he was born, and to send him him on his way. Each day he'd a drop of the creature every morn. Quack for the dove, you dance your partner round the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. One morning Tim was rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. And they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Well, they rolled him up in a nice clean sheet, and they laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Quack for the dove, you danced your partner round the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first they brought in tay and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry. Oh, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? Ah, rot him aboring, why'd you die? Will you shut your gob, said Molly McGee. You whack for the dove, you dance your partner round the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Well, Mary O'Connor took up the job. Ah, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Well, Biddy gave her a belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Well, civil war did then enrage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and erection soon began. Whack for the dove, you danced your partner round the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey splattered all over Tim. The dad he revives, so see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, whittle your whiskey around like blazes, thunder and jazes, you think I'm dead. Whack with an owl, you dance your partner round the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you.
The music of Don Ridgely and Michelle Daigle, collectively known as Frantically Atlantic, and music from their wonderful new album, Maggie in the Woods.
With such a vast catalog to choose from, how do you decide which ones will be on any given project?
When we started playing full-time, we were told to, you know, sort of focus a lot on our original material, which is what we did for the first album. There were 6 original tunes and 6 traditional tunes. But then, you know, we both sort of delved into the older Scottish, Irish, English traditional folk genre more deeply on this one. And we just think that they're really important tunes to share and to keep alive.
Maritime music sounds a certain way, but then you've got folks from New Brunswick who can really relate to, like, you know, when there's a Made in New Brunswick piece of music that you're listening to, for some reason it just kind of stands out that way. And I find Carlton Girl to be one of those songs.
Yeah, we both were really big fans of New Brunswick and New Brunswick folk tunes and Miramichi folk tunes. We're big Sandy Ives fans. He wrote folk music of New Brunswick. And I really wanted to take that to write something original about Carleton County, which is sort of, you know, the Woodstock area. And many years ago, a friend of mine wrote a lyric, and it was, "I'm going to marry a Carleton County girl." And we loved it, but it didn't really get any farther than that. So I completed the song, and we had so much fun with it because it's Potato County we're talking about, and meeting on the old train tracks, all those things that sort of New Brunswickers we know about, even though we don't really have many train tracks left. But raising chickens and growing potatoes and being homesteaders, that's what that song is all about.
Carleton County Girl. There's also, we're going to spin a piece, it's Grand de Mille, which is sort of a traditional, I believe, Acadian folk type of tune. I remember reading something you said a while back about that and how it was important for both you and Don to incorporate the various roots styles of music in your presentations.
Yes, my roots are Acadian. So my father was from Kent County and my mother was Acadian from the South Shore of Nova Scotia. So all of those songs, especially Grand de Mille, that was a tune that I remember hearing when I was growing up, when we'd have gatherings and, you know, my uncle had the jew's harp and, you know, everybody was playing the spoons and playing their feet. They're gems, and they really need to be preserved, and they need to be done by everybody. They're just so much fun to do. We performed at Tradiac in Shediac, which was a traditional folk festival, and that was one of the tunes that everybody just, you know, knew. They knew all the lyrics. Edith Butler made that tune so special, and I'm so proud to have done it. And I was nervous to do such a powerful tune, but we were really pleased with the outcome of that tune.
Grand de Mille and Carleton County Girl on Atlantic Access.
Les trois filles de pain sont endormies dessous. J'ai des grains de mille, j'ai des grains de paille, j'ai de l'arrangée, j'ai du tri, j'ai du ticali, j'ai des allumettes, j'ai des ananas, des parafusis, de la lifurie. J'ai du zi, j'ai du zanazi, j'ai des zanazene, j'ai des zanazo, j'ai le beau, j'ai le beau, j'ai le beau oiseau. Les trois filles de prince sont endormies dessous, sont endormies dessous. La plus jeune se réveille, dit ma soeur, il est jour. J'ai des gains de mille, j'ai des gains de paille, j'ai de l'argile, j'ai du tri, j'ai du tricali, j'ai des allumettes, j'ai des amenas, des parafusis, des lolipuris. Jésus-y, j'ai des anésies, j'ai des anésanées, j'ai des anéseaux, j'ai de beaux, j'ai de beaux, j'ai de beaux oiseaux. La bleue jeune se réveille, dit ma soeur, il est jour, dit ma soeur, il est jour. Non, ce n'est qu'une étoile qui éclaire nos J'ai des gains de mille, j'ai des gains de paille, j'ai l'arrangée, j'ai du tri, j'ai du ticali, j'ai des allumettes, j'ai des ananas, des parafusis, de l'olipurie. J'ai du zi, j'ai des anésies, j'ai des anésennés, j'ai des anéseaux, j'ai le beau, j'ai le beau, j'ai le beau oiseau. Non, ce n'est qu'une étoile qui éclaire nos amours. J'ai des gains de mille, j'ai des gains de paille, j'ai de l'arrangée, j'ai du tri, j'ai du ticali, j'ai des allumettes, j'ai des ananas, des parafusis, de l'olipurie. J'ai du zi, j'ai des anésies, j'ai des anésennés, j'ai des anéseaux, j'ai le beau, j'ai le beau, j'ai le beau oiseau. Nos amateurs sont guerres, ils combattent pour nous. Gagner la bataille, ils auront nos amours. J'ai des gains de mille, j'ai des gains de paille, j'ai de l'arrangée, j'ai du tri,
j'ai des ticolis, j'ai des allumettes, j'ai des ananas, des parafusis, des loliculis. J'ai du zi, j'ai des anazies, j'ai des anazennes, j'ai des anazos, j'ai de beaux, j'ai de beaux, j'ai de beaux oiseaux. Si gagne la bataille, ils auront nos amours, ils auront nos amours. Qu'il a perdu, qu'il gagne, ils les auront toujours. J'ai des gamines, j'ai des gants de paille, j'ai de l'arrangé, j'ai du tri, j'ai du tricali, j'ai des allumettes, j'ai des ananas, des parafusis, des lolifulis. J'ai du zi, j'ai des anazies, j'ai des anazennes, j'ai des anazos, j'ai de beaux, j'ai de beaux, j'ai de beaux oiseaux. He's gonna marry this Carlton County girl. He's gonna give this Carlton girl a great big world. Girl, one heck of a treat. He's gonna marry this Carlton County girl. I'm gonna marry a Carlton County lad. I'm gonna be the best that lad has ever had. On Friday night when he shoots pool, oh my lord, he looks so cool. I'm gonna marry a Carlton County lad.
Frantically Atlantic, made up of Michelle Daigle and Don Ridgely. Thanks so much for being a part of the Atlantic Access podcast this week. A presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. The bonus track this week is from JJ Roots, just released a brand new single. JJ Roots, knowing an incredible amount of success since the release of their most recent album, Here Goes Something, a few months ago. They exploded onto the East Coast scene with it, getting all kinds of accolades. And as far away as Nashville, where the pair were awarded Josie Awards earlier this fall. The new song Cold from JJ Roots on Atlantic Access.
Well, worry about the grand view of life. Broken beats in the mean streets where the devil hides his rhymes. Tales of woe always stop the same. Dark dreams link together cold chains. The weight of doom still echoes in my head. Still echoes in my head. Collecting them again. See the eyes of poverty exposed and growing old. The sign of doom still echoes in my head. Still echoes in my head. Begging with the sugar man.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.